March 13th. Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 35. What do you suppose? If a man has 100 sheep and one strays away, will he not leave the 99 on the mountains and seek the lost one? And if he finds it, truly I assure you that he rejoices more because of it than for the 99 that were not lost. Than for the 99 that were not lost. So is the desire of your heavenly Father, that not one of these little ones should be lost. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens, you have won your brother. If he does not listen, take with you one or two more, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. If he refuses to listen to them, report it to the congregation. If he refuses to listen to the congregation, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Indeed, I assure you that whatever you bind on the earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you release on the earth will have been released in heaven. Again, I assure you that if two of you agree on the earth about anything that you ask, it will be done by my heavenly Father. For where two or three have assembled in my name, I am in the midst of them. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until seven times? Jesus replied to him, I do not say to you until seven times, but until 70 times 7. For this reason the heavenly kingdom is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began to settle, one who owed $10 million was brought to him. Since he could not pay, the Lord ordered him, his wife and children, and all his possessions to be sold, and payment to be made. Therefore the slave fell on his knees before his Lord, begging, Be patient with me, and I will pay you in full. The Lord, having sympathy, released him and canceled the debt. But that slave went out and found a fellow slave who owed him $20, and seized and choked him, demanding, Pay what you owe. Therefore his fellow slave fell down and begged him, saying, Be patient with me, and I will pay the debt. But he was unwilling, and had him imprisoned until he should repay that which was owed. His fellow slaves noticed what had occurred, were greatly grieved. They went and told their Lord everything that had happened. Then his Lord summoned him and said, Wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had sympathy for your fellow slave as I had for you? His angry Lord delivered him to the tormentors until he had paid all that he owed. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive each other. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive each one his brother from your hearts.